because I truly am thankful for anybody who's willing to plug in and get involved in this way. You know, one of the things that we really drill very hard in this company is there's not a lot to do here in terms of, reporting in. You don't have to get up at any certain time every day. You don't have to talk to so many people a day. You know, nobody's going to call you from the company and tell you you didn't hit any quotas or anything like that. But one thing we just all voluntarily do is we get on these calls, and this is our team call. This is something that we've been doing for a long, long time, over a decade. We've been doing these calls to try and build the teammates up, you know, help people get ahead of the curve so that you're not spinning your wheels doing things that are non-productive or thinking that you're, or maybe going off in the wrong direction. We like to steer people in the right path and make sure that they're on the most productive they can be. One of the worst things is to get in business for yourself and not know what you're doing and not have a clue, not have a direction. But, of course, hopefully you signed up with a great upline, a person that was able to convince you that this was a good business for you. And that person, again, is going to help you, stay in line with, how they're doing the business and so forth. Duplication is a big key here. But the last few weeks we've been talking about money, and money is one of the primary reasons why you hopefully got involved with the business. And I say hopefully only because there are some people who aren't really overly concerned about money, but they're definitely in love with pets or see the sense in what this business can, how this business can work. Or maybe you're in the pet field already and it just makes sense for you to do this. Maybe you don't know exactly where this can take you, but I'm here to tell you that that's exactly the way I was when I joined. I was a little bit of a skeptic, maybe more than a little bit. And we're trying to do all the due diligence and homework, and we encourage you to do that. But we were doing all that we could. I'm talking about my family and I. And, we even traveled all the way from Michigan to Florida to meet the officers of the company and to see this thing firsthand. We went to every single convention. Of course, since the very beginning, we went to one of the conventions that kind of helped us out in a great way to meet the people and see the genuineness, if you will, of the company. And a lot of things we did. It took us a couple months to really get our handle on it. But I'll tell you what, that was one step. The second step was then, can we really make some money here? And we proved to our family, we have several people in our family that do this as a full-time income. And I have several acquaintances and friends who have come along the way and are now making full-time incomes here. And it's just a blessing to see that happen over time. And that's the key. One of the keys, as we've talked many times, is to give yourself that time. You know, one of the things that I really, am bothered with in all of the home-based business arena is that, in order to up each other, in order to have a leg up on the competition, make my opportunity look better than your opportunity, all these false income claims start to pour out and more over the top claims. And, we can get someone, one of the things you'll hear from other companies is, well, we have an income earner who got to $10,000 in his first month. Well, we have somebody who went to $15,000 in their first month. Well, we have somebody who recruited 100 people in their first 30 or 90 days, And it just kept getting, more fantastic and more fantastic to the point where most people now are picking opportunities based on whose story is bigger. The product is almost a secondary thing. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what it is in life you're going to do, you're going to do it over the course of time. There's a little bit of an endurance factor there. And life's abundance is no different. Now, we're not going to promise you the moon. Regina was talking here before the call of all the wonderful statistical things we can show you now and prove to you that this is a solid opportunity. You can go back a couple weeks from here and look on our Facebook page and see the link and listen to the replay of that. But so we won't go cover that again tonight, but, it's important to know what you're getting into. How do I make money here is the big question that I get. I joined this thing. I want to make money. How do I make the money? All right. So we're going to talk about that tonight, because it's one thing to have a compensation plan. In the email I sent out, I said, comp plans are notoriously complicated. Ours is no exception. I think ours is on the simple side of what I've seen out there. We have very few hoops to jump through. We have very low qualifications for people. And when we use the word qualifications, why don't you think of it more so as incentives? You know, in the workplace, don't you have incentives? Don't you have to do so much per day, or else, you know, if you're not, you're considered lazy, considered not productive, and you might get fired because you didn't do what's expected of you. Well, again, nobody's going to get fired here, but we do have incentive-based promotions. So if you do certain things that the comp plan lays out for you to do, why, you're gonna receive the appropriate promotion for that. And so, you know, it's not so much that anybody's trying to make life difficult and make you do certain things and that and try and squeeze more out of you. It's just incentive-based. You know, we're 100% commission-based company where you can make, sky's the limit on what you can make. There's nobody going to tell you can't make $1 million a month if that's what you're capable of. Company would be thrilled to have you if you were able to do that. So let's get into it. One of the things I learned a long time ago was that having a compensation plan discussion was probably not the best idea. there are times when it makes sense. You know, and there are times when some people want to know exactly how this thing works. All right. Now, and if that's you, we have all the documentation. We can spell it out, lay it out exactly how this thing works. But most people, and when I say most people, I'm going to just throw out a figure of about over 90% of the people aren't like that. Most people just want to know, what do I got to do to make money here? You know, and of course the compensation plan, you have to know something about it, but we've made it quite simple. Now, if you're listening to me on the web, on the webcast, the audio version of this on the internet, I have some links on that page, and they'll be on the replay page. So if you're calling in right now, don't rush over to that page necessarily to go over there. But I have a link on there, and one of the links says Career Plan Worksheet. And the Career Plan Worksheet is something that I put together. It's not a sanctioned piece of material by the company. It is not intended to forecast your income. It is a training piece that I'll go through with people to train them on several facets of the company. Number one, it helps me train them on things like the executive pack. It helps me familiarize them with terms like CS and PS and group sales, GS, as well as some training materials, a book by Richard Bliss Brook called The 4-Year Career. It also lays out the different bonuses that we provide as a company in the upper right corner. It allows me to talk to you about what your options are. You know, in life, you have options. Some of them are better than others. Starting your own business is a great option. I was just talking to a friend of mine tonight, and he was talking about, he's around my age, and he was talking about the need. He discovered in his own life the need for residual income. He realized that that's where he needs to be putting some time in. And, you know, going out and getting a second job creates money, but it also robs you of your life. That's an option, not a good one. You could go out and ask your boss for a raise. Hey, I need $2 more an hour, or, you know, $3 or $4 more an hour to really make it. Well, good luck with that. You know, it's an option, not necessarily a good one. you can, you know, hope that the government gives you a big check, or that, you know, the lottery, you win the lottery this month. Options, but not good ones. So you get my point. Starting your own business is a tremendous option. Creating residual style income is a tremendous option. And so we want to get to the point where, you know, how do we go about that, and how can we make the most of it? And so the career plan worksheet shows that. It shows what you would make, what you would have to make in order to make an extra $600 a week. You'd have to make, you'd have to have at least $15 an hour job, and you'd have to work so many hours a week. And again, who can afford that? So it lays it out, and then it shows you what you need to do, some activities that you need to focus on. And if you can focus on those activities, you can be incredibly successful here. And so that's really what I want to talk about tonight. Now, if you have that where you can click that link and pull that up on the screen in front of you, then wonderful. If you can do both, if you're on the phone with me and you can pull up the link that I'm talking about where you listen to me online, then wonderful. Go ahead and do that. If not, wait for the replay and pull it up later. You'll see exactly what we're talking about here on this call. But in that sheet, we have two goals for you. We have two goals, very simple goals. Now, as I go over these goals, keep in mind, the number one thing, I think you would agree with me, the number one thing that you or anybody you might be talking to about this business wants to know is, how can I do this business? How does it get done? What do you got to do, right? Okay, now if I could tell you, here's the next question. If I could tell you exactly what to do, and I could show you, now I'm coaching you right now. This is exactly the wording you want to use when you're talking to people. If I could show you exactly what to do and how by doing that activity over the course of however long it takes, we can set a goal that I could show you how to make over $1,900 a month doing this activity, would you be willing to take a look? Okay, now I think I've got everybody's attention. I think if I was talking to somebody, I would absolutely have their attention. And what you can do is from that point, you could set up an opportunity to sit down with that person, either live and in person or over the phone, where you could have emailed this document to them and just run through it together. So that's what we're going to do. The first thing that we ask people to do, the first of two things we ask people to do, is to commit to getting at least $200 in personal sales. Now, I changed this career plan from 100 to 200, and I'll explain how that happened. Most people that looked at the first iteration of this sheet said, that's too easy. $100 in personal sales is and they almost laughed it off. Like it was, I'm not going to do that. You're trying to, trick me or something. And I wasn't. Really all you need to do in our compensation plan, according to our compensation, documents, is $100. If you do $100 in personal sales this month, you're qualified for every level of pay or every rank of pay that the company provides. I'm a 9-star, okay? And as a 9-star, all I got to have is $100 in personal sales to get every bonus that a 9-star can get. Now, there's other things you have to do as well. You don't just do $100 only. There's other things, but nonetheless, if you just to qualify for the rank, you need to do $100. So that's why we set the bar that low. Now, instead of that, however, just to appease everybody who's, thinks that's too easy, we upped it. We said $200 now in personal sales. Now, what is that equivalent to? Let's break that down. That's equivalent to about 4 customers. Okay, 4 customers. Now, I'm not going to give you step 2 just yet. Here's what I'm going to do. We talk about when you join this company, what do you do? And this is on the career plan worksheet. I can show you right on here. This is a wonderful document. It's a 1-page sheet. I can show you what's called our executive kit. Now, if you get the executive kit, what are you buying? You're buying samples, catalogs, and other sales aids to help you get your business off the ground. This is exactly the type of stuff you're going to be buying anyway in order to promote your business. So you might as well get the executive kit and get all the value that goes with it. You're going to get a discount on all those products as well as 3 months free of your website. So, and if you're going to join, the minimum you got to pay $30 to join. Well, that's wrapped up in the cost of the executive kit. The executive kit, by the way, is just over $240, and that includes the $30 that you would have had to pay to sign up anyway. That includes 3 full months of your website, which is another over $30 there, and it's a discounted off the items that you would have bought later. So now you've got you've joined the company, you've got your executive kit, and then we need to get that executive kit into circulation. That's the whole point of owning it. It's not for you to have just sit there and look nice on your shelf. We need to find people to give this to. Now, here's what I recommend. This is a very simple business, folks. I'm going to make it very simple on you. All you have to do is write down a list of names. I would suggest at least 8 to 10 names. okay, more than the four we need you to get. Who's going to be on that list? Everybody who has a dog or a cat. That's it. And a little more than that, everybody who has a dog or cat that you know. Let me give you a little brainstorming, okay? Do you have a brother or a sister with a dog or a cat? Do you have an aunt or an uncle? Do you have a cousin? Do you have a best friend? Do you have a mom or a dad? A son or a daughter? A next-door neighbor? A coworker? A church member? There's a lot of people that you know. These are people you know who have a dog or a cat that you could easily say, hey, how's Fluffy doing? Okay, and that's who I want on that list. I don't want anybody on that list who is a potential business partner. Now, they might be, but I don't care about that right now. All I care about is helping you get four people to get on this product. And who's the easiest to get on this product? In my mind, now, not everybody has a mom or a dad all the time, I understand. But in my mind, the easiest person to get on is mom and dad. You know, if mom and dad have a dog and a cat, they're gonna help, you know, the son and the daughter out here, and they're going to feed Fluffy your food, right? Now, same thing with who's the easiest people? That's who you start with. And here's all you do. You call them up, or the next time you see them, you say, hey, how's Fluffy doing? Oh, Fluffy's doing great. Okay, well, look, I just started a business. I'm looking to do more for myself and break out. I want to build a residual income and build a retirement. You know, my job is going fine and everything, but I'm just looking to do more. And I got started in a pet business. I became a dealer for a company called Life's Abundance, all veterinarian made products. And can I give you, not can you buy products from me, but can I give you a trial bag of dog food or cat food? Okay, who's going to say no to that? Nobody's going to say no to that unless they totally don't like you. I'm hoping the people on your list at least like you. And that's a joke, but I'm sure you've got people like that. So, and when you do that, you give them that and you give them a catalog so they can shop. They can sit there and look at all the wonderful things that Life's Abundance has to offer. Now, you're going to do that to every single person on that list, and you're going to give away, and your list can get bigger, you know, by all means. You're going to give away every single thing that comes in that kit. I don't want you to use that kit for your own dog or cat. You should buy your own product for your dog or your cat. This stuff is supposed to go out to build your business. Now, when you get that out, let's say a coworker took the bag and they're all excited about, oh, cool, this is great. Yeah, I'll try this. This is wonderful. Okay, here's what you're going to do, coworker. I want you to put this food down at the normal feeding time. The same time Fluffy eats at night, whatever it is, 5-6 o'clock, put this down next to the other food and give yourself a little experiment and see if Fluffy likes our food better. It doesn't always work, and I always tell people it doesn't always work that way. 7 out of 10 times, though, it will. And let's see what Fluffy thinks of it, you know. And, of course, if they ask you questions and all that, you can feel free to give them the answers. We're not trading on that tonight. So you're going to get a response. Now, this is fun. This is a game. So this helps with your follow-up. So you're going to call the people up the next day. The next day. People say, how long should I wait to follow up? The next day. Well, why? Because you told them, put this down tonight at the normal feeding time. Okay? And it's an experiment. You know, I learned this by experience. I used to give away trial bags like that, and I would call back. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I was shy to call people back, and I'd wait a couple days. And I'd call people back and say, hey, you know, Joe, how's it going? Did you try that food yet? Oh, no, I didn't try it yet. We still got a big bag sitting there in the kitchen, and we got to go through that first. Light bulb, you know, that was a moment for me. Hey, I can't wait until you run out of food. I need some response, you know. And so I learned. Hey, if I give this to you, will you put it down at the normal feeding time and let's see what Fluffy says about this food. Let's see if they prefer it. It's fun. 7 out of 10 dogs or cats actually prefer our food and go to our food. And I had that happen personally actually just the other day with a friend of mine. I gave him some food, and his dog went straight to our bowl. And after he went to our bowl, he put down the old food. The dog just laid there on the floor. He said, what's going on? So he took another scoop of our food and he put it back in the bowl, and the dog got right up and started and ate the next scoop of our dog food. It wasn't that he was full. He just was never going to go back to that old garbage dog food again. So this is what will sell your person. So now let's just go from fast forward, okay? Now we've got our customers. They want this food. They say, look, this is great stuff. How do I get it? And this is your cue. You play customer service and you take the order. Okay, you take the order. And then when you take the order, what do you mean by that? Well, I used to take their order. I used to take their name, their address, their telephone number. I would create a username and password for them because that's what our websites ask for. Because I would go right to my website at night and I would sit there and I would put their name and everything in just like I was them. Oh, and yes, I did take their credit card number. And did it. Now, if you don't want to do that, I have no problem doing that. I've been in business all my life, and I don't have any problems taking credit card numbers. But if you don't want to do that, you could easily just call the company and say, hey, company, this is John Albrecht on the phone. I've got Mrs. Jones right here. She wants to place an order. I'm doing a three-way call, or I'm going to hand Mrs. Jones the phone. And she's going to finish, and she's going to tell whoever it is on the other side at Life's Abundance what she wants, and done. It's boom, it's done. Okay? So whatever, however you want to do it, you want to do it. You want to close the deal. If you say, that's wonderful, well, you got my website, so place an order. And then you say, John, this business doesn't work because people said they want it, but they never ordered it. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's your fault because you didn't take the order. And you should have, okay? You're going to have to do that if you're going to be successful. Now, as time goes on and different circumstances and people want to do it on the website, that's fine, okay? Sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't. It's just you're going to rule out a lot of problems if you do it yourself, okay? And you become customer service of your business. Now, so you've got your customers. What kind of customers do we have? Well, hopefully we have a food customer as well as a treat customer. I'm going to train you one more thing here. If I got you to buy our food, you know, you like, this is great. My dog prefers it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look, here's what I recommend, coworker, friend, Joe, whatever your name is. You know, there's a lot of bad dog foods out there and cat foods out there. And, you know, I'm glad you're looking at buying ours. It's a safer, fresher, more nutritious product. But let me tell you something. Do you feed treats to your dog? Because if you do, and I know you do, you're going to want to at least get our dental treats or our training treats or something like that. And because ours, it's made by the same veterinarian formulator. It's just as safe and nutritious as our food. It's not coming out of China or anything like that. It's going to come with your order. You're going to save on shipping because it doesn't cost any more to have it shipped. And you might as well, you know, get the treats. And what's going to happen is if you get a food customer and a treat customer, and you do that four times, you're going to have your $200 in personal sales. And now, I said all that to say, number one, your first goal is to get four customers. So you make your list, you give away that executive kit, and you're going to have your four customers. I guarantee it. Now, step number two is where it gets good. Step number two is where you need to build a team of four people. So we call this the 4x4 career plan because you need to get four customers and you need to go out and get four distributors. Now, remember what I said when I started this call. I said, if I could show you a way to earn extra money with me and all you had to do is get four people to switch their dog or cat over to a better product, food and treats, and then if you could do that, I could show you also how to expand that so where you're making over $1,900 a month, would you look to see the career plan, the path that we lay out for this to happen? Yes, I would. Well, why are they interested? Because there's a clear plan, number one. It's super easy. Four people that I know to switch over their pets to different food, no-brainer. And then you're going to show me how to make $1,900-plus. So I've given you a plan. I've given you something easy that everybody can identify to do. And I've given you a goal of a certain amount of money. That kind of money makes real sense. You know, like I said, it would take you 10 extra hours a week at $15 an hour just to make an extra $600. And it would take 10 hours of your life away. So step number two, how do you find the four people? Well, you find the four people by approaching them with the plan. Okay? You don't run around and just say, hey, would you like to sell dog and cat food? Hey, would you like to have a business? Hey, would you like, you know, and all the typical mistakes that people make. No, what you do is you show them a plan. You show them a clear path. You give them you give them a real vision of what they could be making if they did the business and how simple it really is to do. You mean all I got to do is get four people to switch their pets over to a better food and treats. That's it. Four people out of everyone you know who has a dog or a cat. That's easy. I can already tell you, my mom and dad have a cat. My next door neighbor has a dog. My coworker's got pictures of his dog plastered all over his cubicle. And, you know, the next door neighbors, whatever. Everybody knows. So now they're excited because they can achieve that. And on our plan, on our sheet, I have the numbers all written out. Now, I just noticed I'm looking at the sheet and there's some red arrows that I drew going over from one column to another. And two of them are missing. I have to fix that. But anyway, you get the idea of if you do this, our sheet lays it out how that's going to happen. It's called duplication. Everybody is promoting a really basic, simple activity that anyone can do. All right. Now, you can blow this thing away and you can do far more. You say, well, I could do 10 customers. Well, good for you. I hope you do. And if you do, you're just going to be stronger. But the fact is we don't want people's impression of our business to be, oh, well, that's out of my realm. That's out of my capabilities. Oh, boy, I don't know if that's something that I could. How many customers would I need to get to make $1,000 a month? That's what they're thinking. How much work do I have to do? And when you can show them, look, it's not about doing a lot of work. It's about working smarter, not harder. And if I could show you a plan where all you had to do is switch four people that you know over from bad pet food to good pet food, and then if you could take that and if you could accomplish that, then you could sit me down and say, look, I accomplished it. I accomplished 50% of the business plan already. The second half of the business plan is to just show it to you. Do you know four people? And if you do, then you need to join. You need to get the kit, and you need to make that list and get them switched over so that you can tell your next buddy, a friend, how they can do this simple plan. And this, quite frankly, guys, is ingenious. I don't mean to toot a horn here. This actually didn't come from me. This came from one of our distributors in our team, and we put this together, and I thought, and I looked at this for months, and I said, you know what? This is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Because did I teach you the compensation plan here on this call? No. But did I simplify exactly what you need to do to get the business going? I absolutely did. Now, I took a long time to explain that to you because I wanted to give you some training in the midst of it. But really, guys, I mean, I know people who won't even join the business. If I just went to them and said, could you turn me on to four people who have pets because I want to give them a free bag of pet food, you know they would do it. They absolutely would do it, and they're not even in the business. And it goes to show you that anybody can do this. Now, that could be an actual approach for you. You could go up to somebody that you know very well and say, hey, do you know at least four people who have a dog or a cat? Oh, yeah, I think I do. Well, could you tell me who they are? I've got free bags of pet products that are fresh and that are made by a veterinarian, and I'm giving them out. To people with pets. They're better than anything in the store, and I want people to try it. Could you let them know? I'd love to give them a trial. Now, what you're doing is you're demonstrating to that person how the business gets done. And folks, if you boil the mechanics of everything that we do down, it's got to be simple. It's got to be simple. And number two, it's got to be duplicatable to where anybody can do this thing. Anybody can do it. So with that said, I hope you grab that worksheet, print it out, set it out on your desk or pin it up on your cork board or whatever you got there, look at it and just go over it and be ready to maybe get your business in gear. You know, I know a lot of distributors who are, you know, 6 months or more later in the business, and they're still deciding how they want to go about this. You know, they're still deciding what strategy they want to go, because they're going to hit the veterinarians, or they're going to go after all the breeders. They're going to go after all the pet sitters, and they're going to talk to every network marketer out there. And you know what? They know they don't do it, because they're putting, and then I say, well, if you do that and they sign up, what are you going to teach them to do? But if you do this basic thing here, you can show them exactly what they need to do. And if they've got grander ideas, then let them go after those grander ideas. But if they would just put this as the foundational, fundamental practice, they would put this in the gear, then they have something to fall back on. And you know what? You have something to do. If you're an upline to somebody, you can say, hey, how's your business going? And they can say, oh, it's not going that good. Well, what do you mean it's not going that good? Well, I don't know. I just can't seem to figure out what to do. Well, have you given out any trials? Did you make a list of everybody you know with a pet? Did you do what John Albrecht said on that call the other night? Well, no. Well, see, now it gives you a benchmark, gives you a baseline of activity that, and I'm telling you, folks, this is what I do. Okay, this is what I do. Now, do I do anything else besides that? Occasionally I do. I do some things out of the box once in a while. When opportunities show up, you know, I do some different things. But that's because, but that's not in place of, what I, you know, you should see my office. I have bags of food everywhere, because every month I order so many of them, and I just continually search for people to give them to. And by doing that, it just comes back to you. And I think, really, I'd have an explosion. I think in my organization, I think it would just be an explosion of business if I could just get people to see, you know, put all the complicated things aside and see the basic fundamental principle of what I'm talking about tonight. I think it would be an explosion. There's thousands of people in my downline. Let me give you a quick example. Let's just say, let's forget my downline. Forget that. Let's talk about your downline. Let's say you have 10 people in your group. Would you like to have 10 people in your group? Hopefully, maybe you already do. Maybe you don't. If you had 10 people in your group, can I tell you that you could be wildly successful? Because if you could imagine if 10 people were to give away four customers and give away that. Let's just say they gave away four trial bags and got four customers right out of it. That means times 10, 40 people got trials and 40 people became customers. Now, how hard would it be for you to get 40 customers all by yourself? So can you see this very simple activity? It can then become a business plan for new people to say, I can do that, and I'll sign up for that because I can do that, because they see the path. And then all of a sudden now your 10 people become 20 people, and everybody's doing that again. Now you have 40 more customers. You have 80 customers in your business because of a process, a duplicatable process. So I think you get it. I think I don't need to go further with that. One of the things I'd like to do, because I talked with Regina Saunders today, is I'd like to have her come on the line with me and just tell the story. Regina, I'm going to unmute your line here in a second, but I'd like you to share the story of word of mouth that you shared with me today when it came to Danny Johnson and how people discovered her. And I think it will really go along with this call and help to open people's eyes to this concept. So I'm going to unmute your line right now. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, John. And awesome. You know, the call, I had that worksheet and have had it since you created the first round of it. And I have to say tonight, it really got me thinking again as to making something more simple, simplifying it even more so because of the duplication factor. You know, if everybody can copycat, you know, just like McDonald's does with having high school pimply-faced teenagers running their multi-million-dollar business, there's no reason why we can't have a duplication factor that's simple, too. But in that word of mouth, that grassroots, you know, that's the plan that Dr. Jane set into motion with Life's Abundance. She didn't want to go the conventional route into the regular store. She wanted it to be grassroots, to be organic. And I'm not talking organic as in food, but real, you know, people to people, talking to each other, making connections. And I was sharing with John today, I go to business training quite a bit, and my business coach, Danny Johnson, usually the room has about 1,000 people in the room. And so she'll ask the people, she'll say, raise your hand if you heard about me on the Oprah Winfrey show, which she was on. And like maybe one person out of 1,000 raises their hand. And then she might say, well, if you saw me on the cover of Forbes magazine, raise your hand. Maybe one raises their hand. If you saw me on The View, raise your hand. One. Secret Millionaire. She was the America's favorite Secret Millionaire, the number one episode for that show. And maybe one or two raise their hand. So you have maybe five or six in the whole room that have raised their hand that found her through these supposed to be, you know, million viewer type things. And then she says, okay, so how did you find me? If raise your hand if you found me from a referral from a friend or family member. Everybody else has their hand up, 996, you know, or whatever the number is, you know, everybody else's hand. Who told it? Oh, well, my friend told me, my dad, my uncle, my brother, my cousin. The power is in the referral. And, you know, I think about like the Beatles when they came into play. They didn't come into play because they got airplay on the Ed Sullivan show. They got to be as big as they were because a friend said to a friend, you've got to hear this record. And they played it. And then that friend bought the record and he played it for five other friends. And so on and so forth. And that's where the pandemonium went with the Beatles. Same thing here. It's up to us to share this with other people and not to be embarrassed or shy or whatever. Just like if you go eat at a great restaurant, you don't go, oh, I'm not going to tell my friends because it was so good, but I'm embarrassed. No, you go, oh, we went to the best restaurant last night. It was so delicious. And you tell them all about it. Do the same here. These products are awesome. So share them with your friends. So what if you get paid? That's awesome too. What if the restaurant said, hey, tell your friends and we'll give you free dinner. Would you tell them or would you go hide under your bed? You see what I'm saying? So this is a great opportunity to share these great products. But the real power is not in commercials or celebrity spokespersons and spokesmodels. The real power is in you going one-to-one and being real and genuine with people that you know. That's the deal. So thank you, John.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's a great illustration. And, you know, if anybody else wants to chime in, now's the time. If you hit *2 on your phone, we can do that. But, you know, who, again, getting back to tonight's topic, who can't tell four people? Who can't do that? Now, as I said, you want to know what how to qualify for a 9-star? Well, you qualify with $100 in personal sales every month. With this plan, we can get you to $200. Okay, so you're always qualified. And you know what? If somebody, you know, drops off and doesn't buy this anymore, maybe their pet dies or something, well, you know, you can just go tell a fifth person. And it's just that simple. There's really nothing more to it. And if everybody did that, you say, well, I got to have a superstar, someone who's going to go out there and just knock this thing out of the park. And, you know, they're going to just buy tons of product and sell tons of product. No, you don't. If you could see my organization, it's not filled with people like that. And we have the largest group in the company. And I look at my team and I can see all of the numbers and I can show you that the majority of what's going on is just people doing an average amount of business. And most of the people that are doing business here are doing way more than four, customers. But, you know, you say, well, that's the problem. I can do the customer part, but I can't do the recruiting part. Yes, you can. If you can show them, like we said, a clear path. And, well, what did you do when you got in this business? Oh, I don't have to do much. All I have to do is maintain 4 customers. That's all you got to do? Yeah, that's what I can show you. Would you like to sit down? I can show you. If you could do that, you could make over $1,900 a month. 4 customers? Well, let me just sit down and show you. And that's how this thing works. Regina, did you have something else you wanted to add? I see your
yes, thank you. Yes. I wanted to I just wanted to share a testimonial real quick. I had some clients of mine. They have had excellent results with the Life's Abundance products. Their little white dogs no longer have tear stains. Their allergies are gone. All of the great things that you always hear about Life's Abundance. But this is really cool. So this was somebody that I had met a while back, and they became a client. But what's really cool is they recommended it to their mother, you know, / mother-in-law, who her dog was having some allergy issues. So I recommended food, some treats, the fish oil, about a $200 package for her dog. Now, she spent over $4,000 at the vet on this dog and its issues. And so, and she has 3 dogs, actually. So the $200 package was for all 3 dogs. But she bought all the stuff in hopes that she cannot have to go to the vet so much and all of that. But it wasn't a difficult thing, and it was a referral from somebody else who has been using the product. So that's what I mean by grassroots, you know, and you can ask. That's another thing is once you have these clients on the products and using them for a month or 2 or 3, whatever, you can say, hey, you know, how is Fluffy doing? Oh, Fluffy's doing great. Love the products, this, that, and the other, and say, who do you know that could benefit from these products? And then, like John said, you can go in and show them the plan, and they may or may not go take you up on that, but they may give you some referrals for more customers. And like I said, you know, I got that one customer was a $200 customer. So that's all I wanted to chime in on.
Okay, well, thank you. Does anybody else have anything, another testimonial that you'd like to share, anything that has been working for you? I'll take a minute to do that. I'll look around. I'm going to also look on the people who are listening online to see if anything came in that way. And I don't really see anything. I've been looking while we've been on the call. Everybody's kind of silent tonight. Well, guys, let me just tell you, if you're sitting there tonight and I'm just going to forecast something, okay? If you're sitting there tonight and you're saying, I'm not going to do that, I'm just not going to do that. Well, my question to you is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And think about what you're going to do and ask yourself a very honest question, okay? Now, again, if you've got some other niche that you do because it's what you do for a living, you know, let's say you raise dogs like my father did. Okay, That's a step above, okay? You've got an advantage. There's no doubt about it. But here's whatever it is you're going to do, are you going to be able to effectively teach that to the next person who wants to do this? Because I'll tell you what, if you get someone who signs up under you, if I were you, because I think I'm just like you, I'd want them to be wildly successful, wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you want them to go gangbusters in this business and make you? Why not? Why not have them make you money, especially if they want to join the business? What are you going to do? What are you going to ask them to do? What are you going to teach them to do? And this is where, if you get this concept tonight, if you've got this concept, if you're like, I'm with you, John, this is awesome, I'm going to do this, then you have almost, because there's other things that you can learn to make yourself better, but You've mastered the principle of network marketing. The principle of network marketing is leveraging, where you can leverage your efforts through other people, and that everybody has a systematic way of going about their business. That is the essence of how it gets done. And if you put that into play, then you're going to be the next 9-star in this company. Because you're giving people exactly what they're looking for. Okay, Jim Rohn said it best. Give everybody what they want. You'll get exactly what you want. This is what people are looking for. So I'm going to leave it there because it's 10 o'clock, and we've made the point quite clearly tonight, I think. And so you've been a great audience to sit here and listen for me for this long. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you all again next Monday night. Have a good week, guys.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.